Please Hashem, that these words of Torah open up the hearts of Am Yisrael to connect you. So I just read an incredible Nitivot Shalom, and it really blew my mind, the Slonimer. And I just wanted to share an idea. So Bnei Yisrael are at Yam Suf. The Egyptians are on their tail. They must have felt so scared. And the pasuk says that Hashem tells Moshe, "Ma titzak alai? What are you davening for me? What are you screaming at me? Go into the water." And the question that all of the mefarshim ask is, "Wait, what do you mean, Hashem? Haven't you taught us that you need davening? You need to always daven. So why are you suddenly telling Moshe Rabbeinu not to daven?" So the general answer that I like to give the drasha is that, you know, this is telling us you got to do action. There's a time to daven, but then there's a time to jump into the water to act. You can't just rely upon God. You need to daven and act. And I think that's 100% true. In fact, Rav Jonathan Sacks points out that in the beginning of the parsha, Hashem does all the fighting for the Jewish people. The end of the parsha, in the war of Amalek, the people do the fighting, and Moshe just raises his hand to heaven. And this is not a coincidence. This is meant to be a progression where the Jewish people learn to rely upon God and act. And that's 100% true. But interestingly, the Slonimer seems to say something different. He says, from here, this story, we learn the koach of bitachon, which I'll translate as trust. In other words, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, trust in me, go into the water. I know it looks scary, but get the Jewish people to have trust. And the koach of bitachon, that is even stronger than the koach of tefillah. Sometimes where tefillah can't get you because there's a block, trusting that everything's going to be for the best, everything from Hashem, will get you to the end zone. And at first, when I first read this, I was like, really interesting. It's like, it seems opposite of my first answer. My first answer was act. Here it's saying no, trust. So it seemed like, you know, often it's bitachon versus hishtadlus. These two ideas are pitted against each other. Should I trust in Hashem and stay at home and learn, or should I do my hishtadlus and go send my CV to another job, you know, option? Maybe these are actually go together well. Maybe these aren't opposites, they flow together. What do I mean? The idea is, of course you have to do the action. You have to send your CV in. You have to go to work. You have to go on the date. But the question really is, what's your attitude? If my attitude is one of confidence, batuach, bitachon, confidence because I know that everything is from Hashem, then, while I'm doing that action, it'll be a completely different action. People will feel my confidence, and more importantly, trusting in Hashem is itself the thing that gets you through the door to succeed. Hopefully in the way that you want. And even if it's not in the way that you want, you know, you don't get the job, but you know that it's all from Hashem. So you'll get a different job. In other words, bitachon actually helps you do action in a stronger, better way. So, lemaisa, meaning you want to get to work, you tried, you did everything, you woke up early and your car is stuck. So, bitachon, a munadik attitude is to say, oh, okay, it didn't work the way I planned it. I did my ishtadlus, I tried my hardest, but I know it's all for the best. And bezrat Hashem, most of the time you'll see that attitude is actually the thing that'll get you to work on time with confidence. So, I believe actually bitachon and hishtadlus work together beautifully. And the Jewish people going into the sea with that confidence that everything is for the best, mamish, works together beautifully. It's just a funny note. So as I got off the bus today to go to work, the bus, for some reason, never happened before, kept going an extra stop. And I was thinking to myself, Hashem, why? Why'd you do that? And I get off at which stop? Chazon Ish stop. Now, the Chazon Ish wrote a famous book about bitachon. And in his book, he clarifies what bitachon really means in the Emunah and bitachon. Because bitachon doesn't mean that everything is going to come out exactly as I want it to do, as I plan it. Bitachon means trusting that whatever happens is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to happen for us to grow, for our neshamas to grow best in this world. Sometimes it'll be harder, it won't be smooth, but it's exactly what our neshama needs. So, I don't know if that was the message that Hashem was trying to send me, who knows? But either way, I want to bless myself and daven for you guys and whoever is listening to have a day full of trust, full trust that whatever I do, as long as I'm doing my best to do the Ratzon of Hashem, it's all exactly going to work out the way I want it to. Because that's all Hashem wants from us. He just wants us to try. So I hope that will brighten your day, and have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos.